Hear these words coming from Luke chapter 24, beginning with verse 1. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified on the third day, be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to be like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away wondering to himself what had happened. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, we ask that you open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears. That as you speak to us today, we will receive your words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. You may be seated. So one Easter Sunday morning in a children's Sunday school class, the teacher looked at the class and said, "Can anyone tell me what Jesus said when he came out of the tomb?" And a little girl in the back of the room jumped up and she was waving her hand like Arnold Horshack. And the teacher called upon her and said, "What did Jesus say?" And the little girl spread her arms apart and goes, "Ta-da!" Today is that da moment. Today is that day when we celebrate life. Today is that day when we know that our future is set because of a risen Christ. So I thought about this scripture, and something popped in my mind. So, have you ever had an event or someone that has come into your life and changed it? It could have been a parent, a child, a spouse, a friend, some stranger on the street or in line at Walmart. Someone that did or said something to change your life forever. Or maybe it was an event that changed your life. The birth of a child. Wedding. A new job. Something that you're going along and all of a sudden, boom! Your life has changed. There were three people that we know of through reading Scripture and knowing this resurrection text whose lives were changed. Mary. Mary lived in fear. You see, Mary had had a lot of negative things that had happened in her life. And then Jesus came along and gave her hope, gave her a reason, gave her joy. But unfortunately, Jesus was crucified on Friday. So now Mary was living in fear. Fear of she didn't know where or who to go to from this point on when things didn't go the way they needed to. There's Peter. Peter felt guilt. Here you have a guy who, just a regular guy, a fisherman. Every day, the same old thing, going down to the sea, getting in the boat, going out in the boat, fishing to make a living for his family. Nothing spectacular happening in his life. Until one day, this man comes along and says, "Follow me." And Peter, for the first time, had the closest friendship with anyone he had ever known. I mean, they ministered together, and they ate together, and they traveled together, and they were inseparable. I mean, those kind of friendships that you cherish all of your life. When I was in high school, I ran with some guys, and for some reason they ended up calling us the Three Musketeers. Because where you saw one, you saw the others. Any of y'all ever had that before? I mean, the friendship was so tight that we were all in each other's weddings in some capacity or another. We all hung out together. I've even got a picture of us on a New Year's morning after New Year's Eve. But we were such good friends. If one was hurting, the rest were hurting. If one got angry, the others went and whooped whoever they were angry at. If one fell in love with a girl, the other two made sure that the girl knew it. We were inseparable. And that's how Peter was with Jesus. He was inseparable. Best friend you could ever have. Until Friday. The one time that Jesus needed Peter. He let him down. And Peter was living with that guilt. I mean, think about it. Your bestest friend, and you let them down the one time that they need you the most. And you let them down. Peter was living with guilt. Then there was this guy named Thomas. Y'all know who Thomas is? Thomas had an issue called doubt. Thomas believed that Jesus was God's Son, but he refused to accept the fact that Jesus was raised from the dead. You see, Thomas was kind of like some of us. We got to see it to believe it. And if it sounds too good to be true, so Thomas dealt with doubt in his life. And as I contemplated these three and the things that they were dealing with, Mary with fear and Peter with guilt and Thomas with doubt, I couldn't help but search for myself within those. Was I one of them? Was I two of them? Was I all of them? Was I better than them? We tend to want to think we're better than someone who's fearful and someone who feels guilty and someone who doubts. But in reality, we're no different than they are. You see, some of us today are like Mary. We live in fear. We don't feel like we can make it. We've had so many things go wrong in our lives that there's no hope. We fear what the future holds. We worry. Some of us are fearful like Mary. Guilt. Some of us are like Peter. We feel guilty. We feel like we don't deserve anything good in our lives. I look in the mirror every morning at this. What are y'all laughing at? I know what's behind this face. And I know that I don't deserve anything worthy. Forty years ago, I was blessed with an appetite for pizza. And the little town that we lived in, my parents lived in, because I was too lazy to go out and get my own place, had a pizza parlor called Zorba's. It's some best dang pizza you ever ate in your life, folks. And I walk in one evening, and behind the counter was this little skinny girl with a smile that went from ear to ear. And she said, "Can I help you?" Little did she know that that was the wrong thing to say to me. Because at that moment, I fell in love. I have never been worthy of the love that I have received from that woman in 40 years. Because I know who I am. And I don't deserve the kindness, the love, the compassion, the taking care of that she gives me every day. Little on do I deserve anything that God gives me because I'm a rascal. I know who I am and who I was. And I don't deserve it. And I live with that guilt every day. And there may be some of you out there in this congregation today that feel the same way. You don't deserve the love that God has for you. There might be some out there that are Thomases. I believe that there's a God. I believe in Jesus Christ. But in order for my faith, does that sound right? In order for my faith to grow, I've got to see something. Show me something, Jesus. I want to be able to touch it without a glove. I want to be able to smell it. I want to be able to see it. I want to be able to taste it before I'm going to give in 100%. So there might be some Thomases out there. But you know what today means? Today is that boom! Today is that ta-da moment. Today, with an empty tomb and a risen Christ, lives have been changed. On that morning when Mary went to the tomb and there was no one there, Jesus was not where He was supposed to be. Jesus showed Mary that there was nothing to fear ever again, including death. When Peter went running to the empty tomb and he looked in and he saw the strips of linen, seeing that there was no one in that tomb, Christ changed Peter's life to let him know, get over the guilt. My Father loves you. And it doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done. And it doesn't matter how you got there. What matters is that my Father loves you so much that my resurrection has conquered your guilt. Thomas's life was changed. When Thomas talked with the other disciples and he made his infamous comment, "I'm not going to believe unless Jesus unless him." He said, "Here you go, brother. Touch these nail prints. Stick your hand in my side." That empty tomb means that there is no doubt. And my favorite part about that is you have believed because you have seen. Blessed are those who believe and have not seen. Are you sitting here today, a follower of Jesus? Are you sitting here thinking that you relate to Mary? Do you feel like a failure sometimes? Jesus conquers all fears. Do you think you're like Peter? Do you feel like you will never be worthy? Just remember, Jesus took away our guilt, and with His blood, He has proven that we are worthy. Or do you feel like you're Thomas? Maybe you believe, but you need concrete proof. Something that we need to remember here is that doubt steals our faith. Just as these three experienced changes in their lives, we can experience change in our lives. And we experience it through the empty tomb. We experience it through a risen Christ. We experience it through the blood of Jesus. That there is nothing, nothing, nothing that can overcome, overpower, and conquer our Savior, Jesus Christ. So as you leave here today and you go to spend time with your families and you do the Easter egg hunts and you have the pot roast or the barbecue whatever else they've got planned. I want you to take just a second. And I want you to give thanks to God that no matter where you come from in life, Christ has conquered it with His resurrection. Let's bow in prayer. Holy Father, You of all people know that we ain't perfect. You of all know that we have fears in our lives. You know that we have guilt in our lives. And You know that we doubt. Father, just as You showed Mary and Peter and Thomas, we ask that You show us that the resurrection of Your Son, Jesus Christ, has conquered all of that and more. And that we can walk with our heads held high and know that Jesus Christ is our Savior. Father, we lift up those who might be searching for You today. Those who are looking for an answer in their lives. Father, we ask that You open their eyes and let them see You. That they might experience You in a way they never believed. Father, we thank You for Your church. We thank You for each other. We pray this in Your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.